Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to a new feature or a new facet of the Classic Podcast, the Classic Hour or Classic Show that we post for you every day in conjunction with our current podcast. And this will be me, hopefully, giving you some good context on the production of each of these classic shows from years past. The historic context, the development of the show, where I was at personally at that time. And we think it'll give you a better idea of how these shows were created and how they were produced. And this, by the way, the result of a suggestion that we had from one of the BSPs. I'm happy to do this. In fact, I look forward to it because it kind of jars the brain cells a little bit. And again, makes me remember how these things were done and how this was created. And also, you know, what we were challenged by in those days. This is an hour from Tuesday, March 19th, I believe, and the year is 2002, and it has Bob Green as, I believe, a grocery store owner, but at the same time, he's formed an organization to help fathers who have lost their children reinvest insurance dollars that they may have or education money that they may have saved, reinvest that money, and all of this coming about, by the way, as the result of the Andrea Yates tragedy. Rusty Yates was her husband, and there was a lot of sympathy for him at that time. Bob Green coming in much the way that many of our characters do, as a usurious, manipulative, you know, piece of crap, basically. So that's the idea. The Andrea Yates murder, series of murders of her own children took place, I think, either during the holiday season just prior to this, or maybe a year before, I can't remember. This was March of 2002, and it's an hour with Bob Green, the Fraser Foods CEO, as a man supporting fathers who've lost their children, here on today's Classic Podcast.
Now, Phil Hendry.
Organization called Fathers in Support of Fathers is rushing in to support Rusty Yates. Rusty Yates is the husband of convicted child murderer Andrea Yates, convicted of murdering her five children, and has been given life in prison. And is there a chance of parole with that? There is. Yeah, 40 years, something like that, 40 years. And we're going to talk to Bob Green, who's with Fathers in Support of Fathers. What do you see, why do you see Rusty Yates as a guy who's in need of support?
Well, I think, Mr. Henry, it's a little obvious that...
Other than the fact, and please don't think that I'm being insensitive, that he lost his five children.
Well, I was going to say, he lost five of his kids. His wife is in prison. His family is shattered. We help guys like Rusty Yates because we want them to know that as difficult as it is to believe, there is a positive side to all of this. Our membership is of fathers who have suffered this loss.
Now, let me get this straight. You have husbands, or men are in your organization whose wives have killed their children. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Because the reason why our organization was started is because women are far more likely to kill their kids, and this leaves the fathers of those children devastated, and we try and help those men through this very, very difficult time. I think we need to look on the bright side. We simply want to remind Rusty and all men whose wives have decided to murder their children that they can move on and make sense of their lives. I don't want to be misunderstood, Mr. Henry, when I say this, but this can be a great opportunity.
What can be a great... This is a guy that lost his five children. He's obviously a man who still loves his wife.
Well, let me explain, because I don't want to be perceived as being insensitive. A lot of men don't realize that when their wives have killed their children, that they are given a gift.
What kind of a gift?
Let me just explain. He lost five children, and this is a great emotional loss. But let me, if you'll just allow me, Mr. Henry, to put it into these terms. It roughly costs about $1,000 a month to support a child. He had five kids. That's $60,000 a year. what we do with our organization is we take that money that he ordinarily would have been putting into his kids, but now he won't on account of their dead, and we invest it.
And let me just be clear here. You take the money that a father would have spent on raising his children, but because his wife murdered those children...
We take that money and invest it for him.
You take that money and you invest it for him.
Yeah, see? See, you wanted to jump all over me, but that's not that bad of a...
Well, I mean, how soon after do you contact these fathers?
We try to be respectful, but as you know, this Andrea Yates bird, this has been going on for a while, but we have attempted to contact Mr.
Well, are you taking his money?
Well, we're attempting to contact him. But we can take his 60,000. We have five children times 1,000. That's 5,000 a month. That's $60,000 a year that, frankly, he can use to invest in stocks, real estate, money market funds. Mr. Henry, I his wife is in prison, so I don't think I'm being wrong in saying that he could use that money to support a young woman who he may want the companionship of. He could pay for, a piece. I don't know how to...
Well, look, let's... First of all, a piece.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way, but he can... He's been given the gift of the possibility of a new relationship, and while it's horrible that this man lost his children, I think the upside is he don't have to be married no more to that. And I don't know if you... Have you been looking at the papers?
Yes, sir.
So you've seen pictures of her?
Yeah, I've seen pictures. I don't know that it's about this, but... All right, so he doesn't have to be married to a woman that you perceive as being not attractive, is that it?
Yeah, and not only that, she killed the kids. So why do you want to be married to her? See what I'm saying? So he's got $60,000, and again, I can tell you from my own experience, I go home at night and I look around me, just to take me as an example, and I can tell you there are times, and please don't misunderstand me, but there are times I'm jealous of Mr. Yates because what am I going to do? Am I going to get my wife to kill my kids? You know, and I listen to my wife complain, I got to take him to practice, I got to take him here, I got to take him there, I got to do this, I got to do that. And one day I did, I blurted out, I said, so why, why don't you kill him? And of course I was kidding.
Well, look, this is kind of a macabre world to be living in where one is weighing the monetary value of a child as opposed to the child's life.
Look, Mr. Henry, Mr. Yates didn't kill those children. Andrea Yates did. Rusty Yates... He is a guy who's sitting there now. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have any kids. I'm saying the upside is he's got $60,000 that he would ordinarily spend on those kids that he can now...
Well, you're saying put into stocks, bonds, or how did you put it, the company of a young woman? I mean...
Well, so, look at... The guy's become an instant celebrity. A lot of women know who he is. There's going to be a lot of women coming at him.
The guy can have a good time.
The guy can have a good time. That's what Fathers Who Support Fathers is all about. Reminding fathers whose wives have killed their kids, there is an upside.
Well, man, you got to be digging a long way.
Well, maybe you do, but there is an upside.
1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green from Fathers Supporting Fathers. 1-800-449-8686, an organization that says... Most of the children that are killed in this world are killed by their mothers, which leaves the fathers without a wife and without kids. But the upside is they've got the money that they've saved from the support of the children. So you guys take that money and you invest it.
We invest it in the money markets and the stocks and bonds and things like that. Things that can help a guy. See, we are proactive, and you can sit around and mealy-mouth and feel bad about it, or you can say, look, we're going to go to bat for these fathers whose wives... He didn't go nuts. His wife went nuts. What are you going to blame him for? Rusty Yates, I think, is another victim in all of this. And because he's a victim, because Mr. Yates is a victim, we want him to be able to not feel bad because he's not the one that went crackers. His wife did. And the next thing you know, you got five kids floating in a tub. And she...
Mr. Green, can I interrupt you for a minute?
I'm sorry?
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
I think the way you're putting some things is a little callous.
I'm sorry?
When you say next thing you know, he's got five kids floating in a tub.
I apologize for that, Mr. Henry. What we try to do is move men past the trauma of losing their kids and into a brave and, frankly, beautiful new world of additional income. You don't have a wife, which means you're back out in circulation, and so you see what I'm saying?
All right, so the man traded for the loss of his five children and the grief that he's going to suffer the rest of his life and his wife. He has his freedom, and he's got more money.
That's right.
And what you guys do is help him invest that extra capital that he now doesn't have to spend on his kids.
That is correct, and I think in a small way, we help brighten his life. And the other thing that you didn't mention was that if he wants a girlfriend that he can keep in an apartment or something, he's got additional money.
Yes, you mentioned that he's a celebrity to some degree because of this notoriety he's gotten from the situation. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Fathers Supporting Fathers, an organization that says if your wife kills your kids, you can look on the bright side. Your wife's in prison, and you can save all that money that you were spending on your kids to support a girlfriend or invest in stocks, bonds, or Vegas. Now, Mr. Green's organization professes to invest that money for these fathers, and he also professes to say that there is a bright side. At least you don't have your wife around anymore. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Green with Fathers in Support of Fathers. You're saying that Rusty Yates, the husband of Andrea Yates, is a victim who has lost his wife and kids, and at least you can point out to him that he has the money that he would ordinarily spend on his kids. He can invest that.
That is correct. And let me point out something else, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead.
This Van Damme family, you know, the little girl in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's not like you don't have signs. I mean, here's a woman that was out partying. You know, look, I don't want to be misunderstood, but if what you do is go out at night and leave your kids at home, maybe the best thing for them is to just not be around because...
Why is that? Why can't a woman go out and party?
Well, she's in stage one, and we try to put a light term on this. It is a stage that we call kid kaput, and the reason why we put a light term on it like that...
Kid kaput means what?
It means if you keep going out at night and leaving your kids by themselves or with babysitters, it won't be long before the kid is kaput, and that means...
That means dead.
If you want to say that, we say kid kaput.
So the Van Damme family was on their way to disaster because they used to go out at night.
Not the family. The mother. See, it always starts with the mother. These women that go out, they want to party. All they want is time to themselves. Well, guess what? Prison, you got all kinds of time to yourself. I would say that to Andrea Yates, and I'd say that to any woman who is negligent in the raising of their children.
Well, I don't know that the Van Damme family has anything to do with this. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi.
Yes.
This is for this man that's on the telephone there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Bob Green.
This Andrea Yates,
yeah.
Her husband knew what condition he was in.
He what?
She was in, and she killed those children, yes. But I feel... Why would you want to help somebody out that knew that this wife was mentally disturbed, left the children? He never even diapered those children.
This poor guy is...
This poor guy is nothing. He knew he's just as mentally ill as she was.
He was victimized by her.
And she was victimized, huh? And
no,
you're going to help him out.
He was victimized.
He can go and victimize anybody. She was afraid of him.
Well, wait a minute.
But I'm going to tell you. You're going to give him money, and he's going to go and get
money.
An apartment, maybe get another girlfriend, get her pregnant, and then maybe she'll end up killing that child.
Well, no. What I'm
saying we're going to give them money, right?
No. I'm not saying give him money. I'm saying he's saving money because the kids, they're not around no more.
Oh, well, that's a nice way of putting it.
Well,
the kids are gone, but he's saving money. That way, you don't have to support the children.
No. What I'm saying
right?
is, what's he going to do with the extra money?
This is what I'm getting out of this whole situation.
What's he going to do with the extra money? We invest it for him.
Oh, you're going to invest it?
Yeah,
for what?
See.
Yes. In other words, he don't need to spend 60 G's a month, in a year, because that's what it would have cost him for the kids, right? So what we do is we take the $60,000 that he would ordinarily spend on the kids, but he doesn't have to spend on them anymore, and we invest it. And if he wants to get an apartment for a girlfriend, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, for another girlfriend. After he's supposed to be dying love for this wife and saying that she didn't really mean to do this.
Well,
so he's going to get an apartment and hook up with another woman.
What do you mean?
I think there's something wrong with you people, I'll tell you. And then you're talking about this other little girl that's dead.
Yeah.
Her mother was out partying, which has no part on this Yates woman.
No, but that's the first
thing. But she had no business being out partying. Well, she could party.
Well, no.
Not to check on her child. She's just as guilty as whoever did this to her.
Well, see, as a woman that goes out and parties, that's the your kid might as well be dead.
Well, I used to go out and party. I got three kids. They're not dead.
They're alive.
They're all alive. They're doing well.
Well, I can tell you that you were in the
Then.
You were in the initial stage of kid kaput.
Why don't we just kill our kids and go out and party? Isn't that better?
A lot of women do that.
Because I think you're a womanizer.
Lady, my wife belly aches to me about taking the kids to practice and everything else. And I finally said to her one night, why don't you just kill them? And she looked at me like she was half considering it.
Okay, you know, then
well,
that's
I
the
think,
time
you know,
that you want to...
I think this man's a nut, sir.
I'm a nut?
Yes, I do. I think you're a nut.
Did you
I
ever
really
look,
do.
You never looked in on your children at night and wished you could just go ahead and...
I looked into my children every night, and I never wished my children were dead.
No,
I love
never,
my kids.
You never wanted to...
Unconditional love. I'm not the only woman that loves her children.
You never wanted
There's to... fathers. I live in Schenectady, New York. A father just killed his 2-year-old child. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But women kill.
Blaming it on the men. There you are, blaming it on a man, huh?
He killed his child.
Women.
How many men have killed their child?
Women are the ones that kill the kids, not the men.
Oh, no. Well, you read in one of these papers in Schenectady, New York. There's plenty of them killing their children, men.
Mostly women.
They get irritated because the kid pisses, and what happens? They kill him.
No, the woman kills him and blames the guy.
You know, I don't really feel I want to talk to you anymore because I don't think you're too well here.
No, let me ask you a question. You never wanted to pull a plastic bag over your kid's head?
Never. Never.
Well, I find that highly unusual.
That doesn't seem like a normal thing to do.
I love my children with conditional love.
It's not normal for a man to want to do it, but women are thinking about how they can raise their kids.
No. Why would I? Have you thought of doing that to your children?
No, I'm not a woman. It's
yeah, but a man. Would you
do
that to your children?
No, men don't do that.
But men don't do it, so men are superior than women are?
You've never played Kiss the Pillow.
Never.
You've never played...
What's Kiss the Pillow?
A lot of women do this with their kids, and it's tragic, Mr. Henry. They hold the pillow over the kid's face. They go ahead, kiss the pillow. And when the kid leans up to kiss it...
They smother them.
Yeah.
Do you believe this, sir, what this man is saying?
You know what, Mr. Green, first of all, you have made an indictment that women are the only ones that kill their kids.
Well, it's true. Look at every nut. Look at this nut
sir,
in Houston. Now, Rusty...
Sir, the one on the radio here.
Yes, ma'am, Mr.
I
Henry.
Have, in Schenectady, New York here, there's a man in the paper. His child was only 17 months old.
Knock it off with that story.
And he killed his... And I will send you this article. He beat his kid to death.
That you printed yourself.
How many men are killing their own children?
Look,
hey, why don't you get some statistics on that?
How many men? None. It's all women.
You know, I think
look,
you
are... Look, I can
tell
you this much.
Women
this guy
are
has got a $60,000 a year benefit. Now, that's a brand new Lincoln Navigator. That's a brand new beach condo.
He's lost five of his children, all right?
We don't have to pay for our children now,
all right.
So we're going to go out and party.
All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bob Green of Fathers Supporting Fathers, an organization of men who help invest money, the money that a father ordinarily would have spent on his children but now doesn't have to, they help him invest it. And why doesn't he have to spend it? Because his wife killed his kids.
That's right. And you're making the point. The wife did, not the husband. And look at her trying to hang it on me. I didn't kill anybody.
Nobody said that you did.
Well, she's trying to make it out like guys do it.
Well, you can't say that men don't kill their kids.
Most guys don't kill their kids.
Oh, but most women do kill their kids.
I'd say that most of the kids that are killed are done by women. Remember that job down here about, about 3-4 months?
What do you mean, job?
Well, it was down here about 3-4 months ago where they found a kid in the pool. The woman did that.
Did you contact that husband, too?
We can't find. Well, we don't know who the father was.
But if you could find him, would you help that guy reinvest his money?
If he was paying a child support, I don't think he was.
Man. 1-800-449-8686. Ed, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir, Phil? You know, I'm to the point that I only hung on just to say that this guy's not even worth listening to. Trying to say that only women kill their children, I find that very, very hard to believe.
Wait a second. Only women? Look, at the one that killed the kids in Houston, was that a man or a woman?
Let me ask you something real
quick. Was that a man or a woman?
Andrea Yates was obviously a woman.
Thank you. Case closed.
Okay, well, that
that's case, not the only case.
Can I ask him a question, Mr. Green?
Yeah.
Are you a broker?
A broker? What do you mean by that?
Like a stockbroker.
I wouldn't say that. I suppose you could say that, but what I am is
licensed broker?
Oh, somewhere along the line, I remember taking a test.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Have you ever experienced child loss?
Are you on a commission?
Well, what question?
Yeah, that's a good point, Phil. But have you ever experienced child loss?
Have I experienced child loss?
Yes. Have you lost one of your children? Have you lost any of your children?
I would not want to lose my kids, but
that's a yes or no.
There's another part of me that wouldn't mind it only because of the way my wife bitches about it.
I hope that someone with social services is listening.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying because of my wife.
I really do. Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
I've had enough of this.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-86. You see what's going on here? People think that you want to kill your kids.
That's what I'm talking about. Guys don't kill their kids. The women do. But because of the prejudice, that's what's happening.
And you're a licensed broker, aren't you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Probably on a commission, too, reinvesting the money of men who would otherwise spend it on their children who are dead. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Phil Henry with Robert Greene here. Mr. Greene, you're saying basically that Rusty Yates is a free man today. He doesn't have to pay for his kids, and he's got a wife that's in prison, so he's free, and he's got $60,000 a year. According to you, that's what it would have cost to raise five children. And you're saying this is a good state of affairs.
I'm saying that there is a silver lining
on every dark cloud.
Yes, sir. What's wrong with that?
Let me ask you this. You said that you came through the door one night or many nights to hear your wife belly aching about your kids, having to pick them up here and do this and that, and you said, "Why don't you kill them?"
I blurted it out one night, and of course I didn't mean it, but that doesn't mean that I would be sad if they died.
But what?
Mr. Henry, I won't be spoken to this way.
But what, sir?
But if they did die, I would also take into consideration the money, because you're talking about the money amortized over 5 years at about 3%.
Wait a second. This is the money that you were using to pay for your children. What do you mean amortized over 5 years?
Look, what I'm saying is that the kids that I have, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
If I got the news that they were in an airplane and it blew up, I would be sad. I would be very, very sad.
And then you'd go out and party on the money that you are saving?
No, I would not party. I would invest it, and then I'd move on with probably a younger woman, because that if I could marry another woman, and I'm not saying I'd want to, I would think probably one 20 years, a lot younger probably than the one that I've got now. That's all I'm saying. But that's not going to happen because my wife would never kill my kids, and I don't want her to. But if she did, I would say that I would probably save in the neighborhood of $85,000 a year, and that I would, if I married again, it would be probably with the one who had a better body. What's wrong with that? Oh, I see. You're judging me now. Is that it?
No, sir, I'm not judging you. 1-800-449-8686. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
This guy is nutso. He can't even be confronted with his own issues.
Wait a second.
And
what issue am I?
Don't talk to me that way, sir.
What issue am I?
Come on.
What issue am I not confronting?
You just said, you know, I would confront my wife, you know, and have my children killed.
No,
so
I did
on
not.
And so forth.
No, I didn't say that. I said if they died on account of my wife.
Let me ask you a question, sir. How does your wife feel about what you're stating right now?
How does my wife
feel about that?
How do my children feel about what? I didn't hear you. How do my children feel about what?
I said, how do your children feel about what you're stating right now? How does your wife feel? I'd go out and get another. Come on!
No,
you're looking for a way out of your marriage, and you're looking for the easy way out. You're blaming women for all your issues.
I'm just saying
because there are men out there that are doing the same exact thing that you're blaming women for.
No, that's not
true. And they're getting away with it.
No, that's not true.
So don't tell me women are always the ones that are killing women. What about a man that did it? Baby and killed it.
Men don't do that.
And somebody else. What about the man that bludgeoned his... What about the man that threw the child against the wall, broke its arm?
In your dreams, baby. That, what newspaper are you talking about?
I am sorry, but there's a man that was convicted of killing his child because he...
What comic book are you reading?
This two-year-old child.
Look, I just said if my wife...
And beat him with a fist. You cannot tell me that all women are the ones that are killing their children.
Look, my lady, there's an old saying.
You're categorizing all women to be the same.
Ma'am, there's
you
an old...
You're not looking at men. You're looking at...
If my wife accidentally left the gas on...
children.
I'm just... Can
I'm sorry. Your support system is...
There's a difference between a woman killing her kids and a man playing WWF. There's an old saying when I was a kid, it's called, you read too many comic books.
Why didn't you help out in September 11th with the husbands and wives that lost their spouses and their children?
See, you're calling me from hell. You're calling me from hell.
Sir.
I just noticed you're calling me from hell.
No, I am not calling you from hell.
It sounds like
I am calling you from a wonderful state that stands behind each and every individual.
And is there a deposit on the bottles there? Is there a deposit on your bottle returns there?
Yes, there is.
I'll bet you knew that, too.
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
She knows what it means.
Sir.
You know what it means.
No,
look,
I don't.
And by the way,
you
with all that yelling, Kathy, you're going to wake everybody up in the trailer park. So can you keep it down?
I am not in a trailer park, sir.
You sound like you're
ready. I am in Belgrade, Maine.
It sounds to me like...
Which is a beautiful state.
You sound like
you would ever have to come to the state, believe you me, you would be mine.
You sound like you're ready to give your kids a cement shoe bath.
Guess what, sir? I don't have any kids.
When did they die?
Okay, that is really wrong of you, man.
You
Kathy,
know,
listen.
Sir,
thank you, Kathy.
You just don't know. Just don't know.
Ma'am, all
you?
I'm saying is that
may
I
God
believe
be
my
with
kids.
You, sir. I have sympathy for you.
Thank you very much. I need all the prayers I can get.
Yeah, you sure do.
You do.
That's exactly right. You know you do.
Because you're looking at it.
Let me ask you something. The reason why you don't have kids, was that a court order?
No. Excuse me?
All right.
How dare you say this to me, sir? Because you know what? I am proud of who I am. I am proud that I work with children.
Is that a day pass you got from prison?
I was a teacher.
Yes. Kathy, thank you. I got to run 1-800-449-8686. You all but said that you wish your kids were dead.
I am simply saying that when a man's wife kills the kids, and it's happening every day in this country, that the guy can look on the bright side.
Yeah, give you his money that he would have spent on his kids, and you'll invest it.
Yes, I'll invest it.
And it just so happens you're a stockbroker. Are you on commission?
I don't think in those kinds of vulgar terms, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, well, you don't think in those kinds of vulgar terms like making money.
We're helping men.
1-800-449-8686. Leslie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I wanted to say something about 12 years ago. they had a case where, you remember the Smith case?
Never heard of it.
Yes, you do. Susan Smith.
Oh, Susan Smith. Yeah, she's another one that killed a kid.
Okay. At the same time they were airing that news, there was another news about a man that was in jail, a black man that was in jail for 12, 13 years for supposedly killing another child 12 years earlier.
What?
For killing a little 12-year-old girl and chopping up her body and sticking it in a ice chest. Come to find out, the mother knew, but the father was the one that killed that baby.
Say that again.
Huh?
Say it again.
About 12 years ago, there was a man in jail. They let him go because he was falsely accused.
What was he in jail for?
Supposedly killing a 12-year-old girl.
Okay.
Okay, come to find out, yes, the mother knew, but the father was the one that chopped that baby up, put her in an ice chest, and buried her in the backyard.
So how come they let him out of jail?
Because he was not the man that she accused was not the man that did it.
Well, she did it.
No, she didn't do it. The daddy did it.
Well, then why did they let him out of jail if he did it?
Because that ain't the guy.
Indicted.
The guy that they let out of jail isn't the guy that did it.
The guy that did
it got in jail wasn't the one that did it?
Look, the guy who was in jail...
This man is an idiot.
...didn't do it. What did you... Leslie, how does it go again?
The man that was in jail, the black man...
Who's on first?
The black man...
All right, a black man's on first.
...was in jail for 12 to 13 years for a murder he did not commit. The father committed the murder and falsely accused him.
All right, I'm following you.
All right.
I know that.
Now, you're saying that men don't kill their children. There's a man in the CCC right now in Louisiana, that killed his baby.
I know that guy that you're talking about, and he had reason, okay?
He had reason for killing his child.
Well, I don't know, but...
This man is out. He is out of his mind.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that this guy, this Yates, this Rusty Yates guy, isn't entitled to go off and have a nice life? Of course he is. And why can't he?
I don't even know about that case.
Oh, you never heard of it?
Is you say that men don't kill their babies, and they do. There is a man in our jail right now for killing his child, for shaking it and beating it to death. Right now.
Not yesterday, but right now.
Yes. And he's been in there for a good long time because he killed his baby. The mother's in jail because she knew and didn't say nothing.
Oh, she's in jail, huh?
Yes, but the father is the one that killed that baby.
No, the point is that the man killed the baby, and this other lady, the other man that this lady's talking about, also killed his kid. It just was the wrong guy that went to prison.
You know what I think? I think both of you are nuts, because neither one of you is making any sense. Neither one of you has made one bit of sense. This lady or you, Henry?
What are you talking about? The guy went to jail was the wrong guy.
Yeah. I've been listening to this story now for the last 10 minutes. It still doesn't make any sense.
Look, okay, I explained it. The man, this has been a very long ago.
Does he want to invest his money or does he not?
All right, look, never mind, Leslie.
He's an idiot.
Here is Regina on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Regina.
Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I have something to say to you. Men do this as well.
Oh, okay? Baloney.
It is a very sick thing. I personally know a man that almost killed his baby. I have worked with kids for 15 years, and I would never even consider hurting one of them. Yes, there are times that you want to walk away because you're angry, but to actually think that you could think about killing your kids or having your wife kill your kids...
Well, what I'm saying
you
is...
Need to, no, you, I know what you're saying.
A man could benefit if you did it. It wouldn't be completely wrong because your husband would then not have to be married to you and he wouldn't have to pay for the kids.
That's baloney.
No,
it's baloney because men are not the only ones that can take care of kids. I am a single mom.
Look, nobody knows what you're talking about, Bob.
All right, well, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Okay, look, Regina, thank you very much. Your business is going to go belly up.
Why, because it's immoral?
No, because it's completely freaking confusing. If you kill the kid and then he walks away and he gets the money that he otherwise would have spent on the kid and then you invest it, you're nuts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Well, that's what I'm saying here, Mr. Henry. Only women kill their kids. Men don't.
Well, you've heard women call this program and say that men do it.
Yeah, but they're just trying to cover up for themselves. And that's why we formed our organization, so that when a guy's wife kills his kids, he can get some money. I mean, it's that...
So he can get some money out of it. You just said it.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but...
Yeah, but you did. Here is Rhonda on the Phil Henry Show. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Green.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, that kid, you're going to need to...
Oh, absolutely, but let's leave my kid out of it,
yeah,
okay? Because unlike you...
Oh, man.
Unlike you, I love kids, okay?
Yeah, well,
I chose to have mine.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to leave them alive. Would you please let me speak?
I'm just asking you to keep the kid going. Oh, it's driving me nuts.
Sir, I'm driving down the road. You are nuts. You don't need a kid to drive you nuts.
Oh, thank God the kid stopped.
I'm driving down the road, if you don't mind. This is the first time.
You should not drive on somebody's front lawn.
Oh, of course
not. You know,
not.
You're really a funny man.
I'm probably a better driver than you are a person.
Look, ma'am.
But let me say this. I don't need to reiterate the fact that you are a nut, because that's putting it, Molly. That's to go without saying.
I think you should do what comes naturally for your species and stretch some plastic across that kid's face.
I'll tell you what. If you can tell me where you're at, we can send somebody to take care of you, because the world would really be a better place without you.
Wait a minute,
and your windbag mouth.
Are you trying to tell me that a guy shouldn't be allowed to at least save some money after his kid gets a bag put on his head?
A guy? Let me tell you something. It's not about money. There's a thing that's called money is the root of all evil. Well, bub, you is.
Rhonda, I don't hear the kid anymore.
No, sir, because relatively he's a pretty good kid. Unlike you, I'd hate to think what your poor mother had to go through with
you.
Do
I dare hope that you actually did the plastic, or?
Oh, no, sir. I don't think
the
way you do.
You know something, Mr. Green? You're a sick, sick animal.
Is that Baby Blue?
Baby Blue.
No, but your ass would be if my husband were, like, anywhere near you or me.
Well, I don't want to know what your husband wants to do with my ass.
You're big enough. You're big enough to say where you're at, where people who can who can actually... Oh,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I'll give my address, all right?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
413.
I'm writing this down, Mr. Green. Go ahead.
413.
I got it.
Happy Lane.
Happy Lane.
Yeah.
What city?
Happydale.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's where I live, I swear to God.
Right.
Okay,
you're a pompous windbag, probably a liar as well.
Well, I may be a pompous windbag, but you just killed your kid. So
I killed my kid?
Yeah, I don't hear him anymore.
No, because he's pretty good. Like
he's a nice little baby, and he's sleeping. Thank you very much, Rhonda, for your call. Here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Hi. Mr. Green, you have some issues. You are a very, very ill man. I have never seen somebody plot and try to figure out what they would do with their stocks and bonds and all the money they'd save if their kids were dead. No normal human being plots that, thinks that. You're crazy. You made me sick in the car on the way home.
Oh, so I'm not allowed to plan for my future?
You're not planning for your future. You're planning for your future if your kids were dead. No normal human being thinks that
way. Don't you think we got a plan for that?
I think you need to go to a psychiatrist's office. Sit down and discuss your issues, okay? I don't want to stay on the air with you. I don't want to listen to you anymore. You make me sick. You have issues. You're a sorry, sorry sack of a person. Okay? Goodbye.
Oh.
Now do you understand?
I guess you told me. So I'm a sorry sack of a person, am I?
Well, I...
Are you sitting there? Are you enjoying it, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not enjoying...
Are you enjoying my humiliation?
No, I'm not...
So it's either a 401k, or you got two kids floating in a tub. And I'm supposed to say what?
I would think that you would not think about either the 401k or the kids floating in a tub. I would think that you would just say, I want my kids to be healthy.
I do want my kids to be healthy. Unfortunately, my wife wants to kill them.
All right, well, Mr. Green, you're a sorry, sorry...
Yeah, I know, sack of a person.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't forget, the Phil Henry Show... By the way, that was me doing the voice of Bob Green. The people that called in thought that that was a real guy. I'm Phil Henry. I did that voice. Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Don't forget that on our website, over the next couple of days, either tomorrow or the next day, we will post pictures of our trip to Fiji. Yes, pictures of me looking fat, sitting there with my wife, floating in the water, all that stuff. That'll be on our website either tomorrow or Thursday. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get the 30-day archive, get the listen live, get the audio archives, get our webcast archive, get our special feature, Guess the Celebrity Ass. Just get a backstage pass at $6.95 a month. That lets you in to the Phil Henry Show website.